Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc. All rights reserved.
Welcome back, 7 till the hour. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. I'm Jim Blasingame, and we're having a great visit with Scott Arno, thesecurityadvocate.com. Right, Scott?
Absolutely.
And also, Introduction to Information Security. That's his book. And you still got a YouTube channel too, don't you?
I do. Two videos on the basics of security in plain English.
All right, so check that out. Is that youtube.scottarno?
You can just search by my name or the Security Advocate. Either one should come up.
A-U-R-N-O-U is how you spell his name, ladies and gentlemen. Okay, so Scott, two T's. I wanted to ask you before we go to this next breach. I'm worried about our leadership, our so-called leadership in Washington. Mm-hmm. We've gotten to the point where the Republicans and the Democrats are so polarized that they can't vote for – there's no bipartisan legislation anymore. And we've got 50 years of bipartisan tax reform up to now, but now the Democrats will not join the Republicans. I'm not saying that they're the bad guys. I'm just saying they won't. And my point is, I do know that the parties are to the point where they won't do the right thing if it helps the other side. And I worry that that might get in the way of our security. What do you think?
Oh, absolutely. Well, it's all ties into the same problem. You know, if the idea is that you hate someone based on who they voted for, or political affiliation or whatever, we forget the simple thing. The television host, the radio show, the newspaper, the blogger, whoever it is who agrees with you politically, that's not your neighbor. That's
right.
Someone across the internet who might not even be what he or she appears to be.
Right.
The, hardcore conservative or raging liberal next door is your neighbor. If your house is on fire, that's the person who's going to come over and help you.
That's right.
That's the person who's going to come save your kids and bring them outside and bring over buckets of water and give you some
No matter the politics. That's exactly right.
Your neighbors. These, at the end of the day, it doesn't matter who you voted for. Same team. We're the same team.
But we're inside the house. We're inside the house on Facebook instead of outside the house with our neighbors. That's the problem.
Exactly.
That's the problem we got, folks.
Exactly.
So I want to move over to this last breach that happened that they didn't tell us about. That's Uber. Tell us about Uber.
Yeah, breach du jour, basically. this was a pretty wild circumstance. Uber recently changed its leadership, so they've been doing some investigations into what had been set up before. And what they found was that the previous chief security officer, a gentleman named Joe Sullivan, who was a former federal prosecutor and also former head of security at Facebook, had basically found a breach of 57 million Uber users and drivers, including your driver's licenses.
Wow.
And he actually wound up, rather than disclosing this, as he's legally required to do, as the company's required to do, they actually paid off a $100,000 ransom. Then, gets better, they tracked down the actual hackers themselves, and they had them sign non-disclosure agreements.
Oh, my gosh. Like that was going to work.
It's hard not to laugh at stuff like this in a year. And this was only recently disclosed. This actually happened a little over
Did they wag their finger at them and say, bad boy, bad boy?
Yeah, exactly. Wonderful discouragement. And they also created a fake paper trail to make this look like it was part of what's called the Bug Bounty Program, which is where companies will pay legitimate security researchers to tell them about issues.
Wow.
Like if you find a legit issue at Google and you contact them and say, hey, guys, here's what I see that I can use to break into, say, the Chrome browser. If they look and find it's legit, they'll actually
When did this happen?
Pay you off. This actually happened in 2016. The actual the cover up dates back to October of 2016.
When was it revealed?
Just a few weeks ago. It basically came out because there was an investigation ordered by the board. In effect, the security division within Uber was this very, very secretive division where they wouldn't tell people things. And there's also some interesting things now because they would make claims for attorney-client privilege just to avoid turning things over to prosecutors or investigators,
right,
which now look like they're a little dicey, shall we say.
Wow.
Yeah, it's...
Oh, boy. So this is like you call, as you said, the breach du jour. I mean, Scott, do you get the feeling that the average person out here is saying, look, if this is happening every day, obviously we're not going to stop this. This is our life now. Like the people in Northern Ireland or Jerusalem living with terrorism. What do you think?
Well, this is the thing that I find scary from a security standpoint. You get just fatigue, just seeing them over and over again.
Yeah, that's my point. There
are a lot
of
basic steps that you can take to protect your computer, your network.
We can't do this. We've got to stay vigilant against this stuff. Hey, Scott, I'm glad you're vigilant out there and keeping us informed on this. Will you come back soon?
Absolutely.
Scott Arnold, ladies and gentlemen, thesecurityadvocate.com. Also, type his name into YouTube and you'll see some great videos. Check those out. Scott's the best. He's a really smart guy, as you can tell. I'm going to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blasingame, reminding you to seek excellence, not perfection.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.